Yo, what's good, everybody, and welcome back to the CJ Experience. I'm your host, CJ Hutchinson, and this week we're going to be talking about 7 rules for a successful life. Sorry, I'm a little, you know, having a little bit of fun tonight, you feel me, you know. So it's a Monday night for me, you know, got turned up a little bit. But hope y'all doing good tonight, you know, hope y'all been doing well. I'm not going to lie to you, y'all, I've been doing pretty well, you feel me? You know, life's been treating me really good lately, you know. Enjoying this season of singleness, you feel me? You know, going on a couple dates here and there, you know, figuring it out. But enjoying being single for real, you know. I have so much money in my bank account now. It's crazy. I was like, dang, I did not have this much money 2 years ago when I was in a relationship. But now I'm single again, so... Yeah, the money stacking in. I love my job. Like, life's just been good, you know. Been working with cool people at my work, so I like that. So, but yeah, life's been pretty good. You know, life's been treating me pretty good lately. So, can't complain. You know, thankful, grateful for it. You know, I'm excited for the future. Got lots of plans. You know, I talked to y'all about having guests on this year. But I'm going to be real. I got to keep it real with y'all. I'm not going to be able to have guests till 2025, you feel me? I'm finna start getting serious and everything. I mean, I'm already serious and everything. But, like, I'm going to start, like, I'm actually, like, really going to get serious. Okay, I got some new things on the way. You know, don't want to spill too much, but I got some new things on the way. All right, so without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. So the first thing is family comes first. Never forget who was by your side from the start. Make time for your family, your friends, your partner, and your children. Family first, work second. Like that's a big one. It's just so true. Like, your family, like, they were there for you from the beginning, bro. Forget any girlfriend or boyfriend y'all ever had in the past. They were there from your parents were there from the beginning. Your boyfriend or girlfriend was there in high school, middle school, whatever, college, nah. Your parents, like your mom and your dad, they've been there from the start, from day one. So, you know, gotta be grateful for them. I'm thankful for my parents. I really am. I'm grateful. You know, especially with, like, I don't know, kind of what's going on. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm just like I'm figuring it out. I'm finding my true self, and I don't know. I'm just like, I'm figuring life out, and that's good. Like, that's good. Like, I'm having things planned out. I got goals and dreams this year, so that's good, you know. So, but you know, I'm in the mindset where I'm just work, make some money. You know, it's nice getting that paycheck, but okay. So it's nice. But yeah, your family, for real, your family be coming first. Like, you gotta worry about your family. You know, your family is super important to you. You know, they, like I said, they've been there from the beginning. They've always supported you. Sure, you might have had in the past a girlfriend or boyfriend support you, but they haven't been there from the beginning. So, your parents are, there's some real ones. They've been there since the beginning, ever since you've been born. So, that's one you got to, like, remember. All right, number two, invest in yourself. Never lose your childlike curiosity. Be a lifelong learner by reading books, taking online courses, learning from mentors, experiencing new things. The highest ROI comes from investing in yourself. It's true. You know, you gotta, life is too short to not invest in yourself. You know, you should be worrying about you, you know, trying new things, doing things you like, learning about new things. Like, recently, this is crazy. I mean, you know, I came to realization, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stop kind of streaming and actually focus on voiceover stuff. So I'm gonna start doing that. I mean, I haven't streamed in a long time anyway. But streaming, like just to get into streaming, it takes a lot of work. You gotta pretty much stream every day. And I mean, I can stream every day, but you know, people, whenever you be streaming, you know, people be working or whatever, so, or they be sleeping, so. And me typically, I'm not one to, I will never watch your stream. I mean, unless you're like a pretty girl or something, I'm not going to watch. Even if you are a pretty girl, I'm going to watch for like 2 minutes, 2 minutes tops. I'm not going to watch that long, but I don't watch streams. Like, I was like, yo, if I'm going to watch this, if I'm going to watch something, I'm going to watch some anime. Well, yeah, for real, do stuff like that's in your time. You don't want to invest in myself, you know? I got some goals and dreams, you know. I ain't trying to, like, you know, really share it or nothing, but I have some goals and dreams I want to, you know, work on this year, and I hope to share about it this end of the year. But I have some goals and dreams, but I don't want to be no regular person. All right, number three, stop comparing yourself to others. Comparison is a thief of joy. Theodore Roosevelt. Focus on your purpose, your experiences, your own, owning your feelings, and turning your attention inward. The only competition is staring back in the mirror. Staring back at the mirror is you. So, like, you know, it's just, you just gotta, it is, it's just you at the end of the day. It's just you. It's you versus you. You don't need to compare yourself to other people doing the same thing to you. You need to worry about, you know, yourself. Like, am I improving every day? Am I getting better every day? You got to do, if you want to be great at anything, you got to be doing something every day. Every day, grind, work. It sucks, you know. It's like, you're like, oh, it's the weekend, like, I want to turn up. But you're like, nah, I need to do these things. I need to work. I need to read. I need to do all these things. You know, I need to get focused because it's your life. You feel me? You know, it's not anybody else's life. It's your life. But yeah, a lot of life, especially, you know, with social media, everybody be comparing themselves to everybody. And, you know, it was nice. Instagram, they got rid of likes. I mean, you can technically go through and count everybody's likes. But, like, who's going to do that? You feel me? So it just shows, like, you and people liked it, you know? So it just shows, like, oh, yeah, like, we're all getting likes. You feel me? Obviously, some people are getting, like, millions of likes. Some people are getting, like, 20 or 40 likes or whatever. But still, or hundreds of likes or whatever. But it's just, like, dang, man. Like, you just got to think about it like that. You know, like I said, you know, it's not anybody else's life, you know? You want to have fun, you know? You want to, you know, obviously, you know, take care of things. But at the same time, you want to have fun. You want to live life, you know, to the fullest. It's your life. You want to look back, like, the day you die, you want to look back at your life and be like, man, I actually did something with my life. You feel me? That's just what I'm talking about. So, all right, number four, find a support system. You're a product of your environment. So surround yourself with people who are kind, honest, positive, energetic, supportive, inspirational. Choose your friends sparingly and wisely. That is so true. Like, I mean, I don't know. Me personally, I'm just a happy person. So no matter kind of what situation I'm in, if I'm in, if people are like downies, whatever, you know, sad, mad, whatever, I just get away from them. But I'm not gonna get affected by them because they are, you know, upset and mad and all this stuff. Nah, I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna do my own thing. You feel me? You know, it's no point in being upset because somebody else is upset. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, bro, like, I'm gonna control my life. Like, I'm gonna hang around good people. You feel me? People that are smart. People that don't do dumb stuff. But like, hey, yo, you trying to hit a lick, bro? Nah, bro. Like, you, like, have fun, bro. You have fun, bro. I'm good. Like, people just be wild. Like, just hang around good people. People that are smart, kind, caring, sweet, all that stuff. But all right, bet, I want to hang around you. Yeah, honest for sure. Just honest and positive. I feel like those are the biggest ones. And supportive. Those are the top three for me. You know, honest, positive, and energetic. I mean, honest, positive, and supportive. Those are top three. Energetic is good, too. You know, you want to hang out with people that have good energy. You don't want to hang out with people that are like, all right, man, whatever, sure, bro. No, that's not me, bro. I have good energy. I'll be lazy. Like, I like to, like, you know, stay at home. But, I mean, it's not really lazy. You know, I'll be saving money. So, that's good. But, like, I just like to, you know, just, I just like to stay in and chill a lot. You know, I'll try new things. But I'm not somebody gonna get upset, you know, if I'm already out doing something. But, oh, my God, I don't want to go home. I'm not that person. But if I'm at home chilling, I'll just be chilling. All right, number five. Be grateful for what you have. I cried because I have no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. Helen Keller. So these are some things you can be thankful for. Your job, your life, your home, your family, and your health. You know, be thankful for those you have, no matter how small. I don't know. I feel like that's like probably one of the biggest ones, you know, for a successful life. Just be, you know, kind of be grateful. Like, I have a car, I have a house. Or apartment, you know, shit, an apartment is better than living out in the street. You feel me? You know, you're like, I have this, I have that. So it's just like, I don't know, it's just nice. I already bet. Just like life just be hitting different when you're, I don't know, when you have the things you need, you know, you just kind of be thankful for it. Because people nowadays, people be greedy, like, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. Oh my God, what is this? What is that? It's like, oh my God, like, come on, just be thankful that you have a place to stay at or something. Like, oh, I'm in this apartment, it's so dirty. Bro, it's an apartment, bro. At least you're not living on the road, like in the street and stuff. Like, dang. Like, there's people out there that live on the streets, bro. Live in parking lots. Like, I don't want to brush your bubble or nothing, but I ain't trying to do that. You know, and I also don't want to brush your bubble. Your parents aren't going to be here forever, so just keep that in mind. All right, number 6, respect yourself. People learn how to treat you based on how you treat yourself. So how to respect yourself? Take action, accept yourself, cut out negative people. You're in control of how you'll be treated. That's so true. You know, it's your life. You know, you don't need other people to tell you how to live life and how to treat you and how to do this and how to do that. No, it's your life. Because look, at the end of the day, nobody has life figured out. So everybody's opinion is like, is invalid. They tell you to say, do this, do that. Like, nah, you can do whatever. Like, as long as you're working, you know, or making some sort of money, some sort of income, and, you know, I don't know, you like paying your bills or whatever, then yeah, that's cool. You know, kind of do whatever you want. So I just feel like in life, you know, like I said, you don't need to worry about people. Because people be telling you, bro. People like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? Like, nah, like, bro, like, live your own life. Like, people, look, at the end of the day, people tell you stuff because they just that's something they wanted to do. They just be like, oh my God, look at this, look at that. But no, they just be wanting to live your life, but they're just jealous. They're like, hey, do this, do that. Nah, I'm going to do my own thing. Miles Morales, you know, a little quote. Shout out my boy. All right, and the 7th rule is just for a successful life. Believe in yourself. Like, at the end of the day, believe in yourself. If you have dreams and goals, believe it. Say, you know what? I can do it. Like, he did it. I can do that. I want to be a rapper. I can be a rapper. You know, y'all put in time and you got to grind every day. You know, it's a grind. You know, it didn't just... like happen like that. So yeah, like I got some things I gotta work on this year, you know. I'm gonna tell y'all about them later, but I got some things, you know, to work on. Because, you know, like this job is cool and everything, but bro, the voiceover jobs, you know how much fun I could have doing them? I could have the time of my life. And imagine being telling, you know, some people, yeah, I do this. I'm like, what, you do that, bro? You live out here, what? They're like, yeah, but oh, y'all still working 9 to 5? That's crazy. But nah, I ain't tripping. I ain't hating on people that work 9 to 5. I'm saying, anybody that hated or doubted me, you know, or is no longer like, you know, like my friend or whatever, you know, then yeah, then I can rub it in their face. But no, people I mess with, no, there's nothing wrong with working 9 to 5. Literally, most of us have to work 9 to 5. So. But yeah, so it'd be chilling, you know, believing in yourself for sure. You know, that's something big, you know, believing in yourself, you know, kind of to get anywhere in life, you got to believe in yourself, you know. I feel like three rules, you know, to be mad successful in life and just pursue anything you want. Believe in yourself, you know, pray to God and work. You have to grind every day. If you do those three things, it's just destined to happen. At the end of the day, it's just like dead ass, it's just destined to happen. Like, you're gonna happen, it's gonna happen. So, but yeah, those were my little, you know, 7 rules for a successful life. You feel me? You know, like, I'm trying to put y'all on. You feel me? So all my Spotify listeners, y'all are good. You feel me? All these new people, though, you know, they got subscribed, because I be putting on some heat. But thank you so much for tuning in this week. I hope y'all join me again next week as I talk about 5 ways to detox your mind. I love and appreciate all my fans. Y'all are amazing. You can find my podcast by going to my Instagram at CJustice, excuse me, 008 and click on my link tree, which is in my bio, and my podcast is called The CJ Experience. Thank y'all so much, and y'all have a blessed evening or day. Y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all later.